Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks and praise for your Word that once again will reveal more about you and about your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray today's lesson will help us to know you better and how we might live before you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's lesson comes from Jonah chapter 1 and verse 16, and it's titled, Fear and a Sacrifice to the Lord. After offering a prayer to the Lord, which begged him not to lay upon them innocent blood, the mariners took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. The sea immediately ceased from her raging. And in chapter 1 and verse 16 of this prophecy, we see how this caused the mariners to fear, offer a sacrifice unto the Lord, and make vows. We read, Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. The verse begins, Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly. The writer began with the words, Then the men, which refers to the mariners. The mariners feared or were afraid, revered, were in awe, they reverenced, honored, and respected toward the Lord or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name for the one true God. Said they did this exceedingly or largely, intensely, and loudly. And when the sea calmed down, the mariners on the ship were extremely afraid. The verse continues, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. The writer added, and offered or slaughtered, killed, and slay a sacrifice, which means the flesh of an animal, unto the Lord, or Jehovah, or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name for the one true God. And they made vows, which means declared, determined, purposed promises, and votive offerings. The exceeding fear stricken within the mariners made them respond to the sea calming with sacrifices to God and making promises to him as well. When we meditate upon the words in this verse, we can imagine how this dramatic change in climate caused the men aboard the ship to be afraid. We understand how they began to offer animals as sacrifices unto God and made promises to him as well. When people encounter the power of the living God, they are bound to be fearful, and they are inclined to bring sacrifices and vows to him. Concerning Jesus Christ, Paul the Apostle wrote, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. And whether that occurs in this life or after death, everyone will participate. If we are wise, we will turn to the Lord now, before the time of exceeding fear occurs. And may the Lord Jesus Christ, like what happened to these mariners, bring us to the true knowledge of his almighty power. Next time, we shall see how the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.